This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Budget session of Federal Parliament to commence today, President to unveil government's policies and programs. Government to observe Cleanliness Week 2083 across the country from today until May 15. Federal, provincial and local bodies directed to join nationwide cleanliness campaign. Preparations underway to publish secondary education examination SEE results by May 12 tomorrow. And U.S. President rejects Iran's proposal to end conflict, calls Tehran's response totally unacceptable. Now the news in detail. The budget session of the Federal Parliament is set to begin today, in which the government's policies and programs will be unveiled. According to Parliament Secretariat spokesperson Ekram Giri, President Ramchandra Podel is scheduled to address a joint session of both houses of the Federal Parliament at 4 p.m. today. In accordance with the Constitution, the President will present the government's policies and programs at the joint session of the Federal Parliament. The Parliament Secretariat has requested that members of the House of Representatives and the National Assembly be present at the joint meeting to be delivered by President Podel at 3:45 p.m. Meanwhile, a separate meeting of the House of Representatives and the National Assembly is scheduled for 2 p.m. today itself. According to the Parliament Secretariat, there is a potential agenda to inform the House about the letter received from the President regarding the convening of the session, as well as to provide updates on the information received from the President's office concerning the cabinet reshuffle. Additionally, 8 ordinances, including the Public Procurement Second Amendment Ordinance 2083, Special Provisions Ordinance on the Remission of the Office of Public Officials 2083, and Constitutional Council Work Duties, Rights and Procedures First Amendment Ordinance 2083, are set to be presented in the Parliament. The government has announced that Cleanliness Week 2083 will be observed across the country from today, May 11 to 15, to make public services cleaner, organized and environment-friendly. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has directed all federal, provincial and local government bodies to actively participate in the campaign. The program will officially begin at Bir Hospital in the presence of Health and Population Minister Nisha Mehta. Under the new cleanliness guideline issued by the government, officers will be required to maintain proper waste management, clean toilets, organized notice boards and separate biodegradable and non-biodegradable waste. Open burning of garbage has also been banned. The campaign will cover government offices and public educational institutions across the country, with office heads made responsible for implementation and monitoring of the program. The National Examination Board, NEB, has begun preparations to publish the results of the Secondary Education Examination SEE 2082 Bikram Sambat. The examinations were conducted from the 2nd of April to the 12th of April, and answer sheet checking and verification began immediately after the exams concluded. The board aims to publish the results by the 12th of May tomorrow. According to examination controller Tukaraz Adhikari, 35 staff members are currently busy with the tabulation work. The SEE Management and Answer Sheet Evaluation Directive 2082 requires answer sheets to be checked within 3 days after exams conclude. 512,421 students, including regular and grade improvement candidates, appeared in the SEE examinations. Chairperson of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rabeela Mithane, has said that the recommendation for the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court was made within the framework of the Constitution. Speaking at the closing ceremony of a training program organized by the party's training department for lawmakers yesterday, Lamithane claimed that both the Constitutional Council and the appointment of the Chief Justice were constitutional. Stating that they do not believe in power-sharing arrangements, Lamithane said that the Chief Justice had been selected by the Constitutional Council according to the list of senior judges. Chairperson Lamithane said the ordinances aim to solve national problems and speed up development while protecting public interest, assuring squatters would not be left homeless. In the meantime, RSP President Lamithane has said citizens living in disaster-prone areas will be relocated to safer places and landless people will be provided with land ownership certificates. Speaking at the policy dialogue on disaster risk reduction and management organized by the party yesterday, Lamithane said the management of flood and landslide affected citizens had been given top priority. He also urged political parties not to politicize issues related to public safety and rehabilitation. The Confederation of Nepalese Industries, CNI, has requested the government to develop a budget aimed at expanding industry and increasing investment for the upcoming fiscal year. During a meeting with Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagde, a team led by Birendra Raj Pandey stressed the need to prioritize the private sector as a driver of development and urged the upcoming 2083-84 budget to focus on income generation, investment growth and economic expansion. Meanwhile, another delegation of the Independent Power Producers Association of Nepal, IPAN, led by President Ganesh Karki, submitted recommendations for the upcoming fiscal year 2083-84 budget to the Finance Minister. The delegation urged the government to adopt investment-friendly policies to help achieve the target of generating 30,000 megawatts of electricity within the next decade. An interaction program on constitutional amendment was held in Kathmandu yesterday between the government's constitution amendment task force, political leaders and experts. Speaking at the program organized by the Federalism and Localization Center task force member Mohan Lal Acharya said constitutional amendment issues would be addressed transparently and a draft would be prepared after discussions at the grassroots level. Another task force member, Dev Prasad Gurung, stressed the need for reforms based on present national needs and said national consensus was essential for constitutional amendment. Nepali Congress leader and constitutional expert Radhesham Adhikari said federalism is linked to the distribution of powers, while CPN-UML leader Bhishma Raj Adhikari questioned the government's intention behind the amendment process. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has rejected Iran's response to a United States proposal aimed at ending the ongoing conflict involving the U.S., Israel and Iran, calling Tehran's position totally unacceptable. The BBC has quoted the Iranian media reports as saying Tehran's proposal included an immediate end to the conflict, the lifting of the U.S. naval blockade and guarantees against further attacks on Iran. A ceasefire announced earlier to support negotiations has largely held despite occasional exchanges of fire. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Iran's enriched uranium stockpile and nuclear facilities must be dismantled before the conflict can fully end. Meanwhile, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian said dialogue would not be viewed as surrender and stressed that Iran would not back down under pressure. The situation around the Strait of Hormuz remains tense, with Iran continuing restrictions on shipping routes and warning foreign vessels against cooperating with U.S. sanctions. The United States and its allies have increased military presence in the Gulf region amid concerns over global energy supplies and maritime security. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that the weather will remain generally cloudy in Sudhur Paschim Province and the mountainous and hilly regions of the country, whereas the Tarai region is expected to remain partly cloudy today. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the mountainous and hilly regions. Likewise, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning may also occur at one or two places in the Tarai areas of Lumini and Sudhur Paschim provinces today. Meteorologists say the current weather system is influenced by partial west winds, local winds, and a low pressure area near eastern Nepal. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Budget session of Federal Parliament to commence today, President to unveil government's policies and programs. Government to observe Cleanliness Week 2083 across the country from today until May 15. Federal, provincial and local bodies directed to join nationwide cleanliness campaign. Preparations underway to publish secondary education examination SEE results by May 12 tomorrow. And US President rejects Iran's proposals to end conflict, calls Tehran's response totally unacceptable. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.